you feel that way? Do you feel like just things have evolved for you in terms of the role you take in terms of leadership?
I don't think so. I think it's been pretty much the same as last year. It's been the same.
You don't think you've even been even more vocal or active or anything like that? Because you did say you held back initially, but I don't know at what point last year that changed.
I think it's been the same since the end of last year. I think last year was the point when they voted me a captain. I think at that point, around the playoffs last year, was when the transition happened. So I spoke to the team one time this year. So I think it's been pretty much the same as the end of last year. It hasn't been a big difference.
Truly, it's the fact that it's the guys doing the voting. That always means, that's always special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor to have these guys vote you because, it's a sign of respect. It's a sign of leadership. So, I love being voted the captain. It's an honor to have that seat.
Obviously, an offense has to be a part of it, but kind of really good defense. Like, you guys carry a team deep in the playoffs. Is it possible? How much your defense carries?
Yeah, I think it's possible. It's been done. It's been done a few times. You think about some of the great defenses. I'm not comparing us to those guys, like, the 2000 Ravens and other teams that have done it. But we want to win as a team here, and we are going to win as a team. Everybody's going to do their part offensively, defensively, and special teams. That's how we're going to get it done. We don't need one group in particular to carry more than their share of the work.
You said you spoke to the team one time this year. When was that?
Before a game. I think it was the first game.
You've been in this position so many times with just playoffs and everything. You just have this quiet confidence about you. Do you think that's kind of the motif around this locker room, is just this quiet confidence no matter what else is going on outside?
Yeah, this is a pretty confident group. Even with the ups and downs, even through the adversity this year, confidence is still high. It's still very high. Positive. It's positive energy. We're blocking out all the negativity, all of the the naysayers. So, we're focused in on the job that we have to get done, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
What's the next level on this defense?
Playing a complete game. I think we played well in spurts. We've almost played complete games where we play dominant for most of the game. We give up a drive here or there where they score or move the ball. But other than that, we've played well at times. But I think putting together for all four quarters, all 60 minutes, and just completely dominating the game, getting turnovers, scoring on defense, those type of things, I don't think we've done that yet this far. And what better time than this week?
All this work you put in all season comes down to 3 hours on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Where's your sense of urgency?
It's high. It's as high as it can get. This is it. You can't really say much more than survive in advance. That's where the mindset is at. And the sense of urgency is high as it can get. Yeah.
For you personally, I know the goal is always about the team and where you guys finish, but mm-hmm. you personally, to have the year that you're having, I mean, just for a second, comment on how you can contribute to the team where you're at.
I can contribute by just doing my part and continuing to do my part however that's necessary, whether it be production on the field, which is the most important thing. Being a leader in the locker room, rallying guys, those type of things. This is the time of the year where we're going to need everybody to become singular and have the same goal and the same mindset. So I think that's where the leadership and the captain's roles come into play.